Salam Nerds is brought to you by HalalShirts.com, where you can find fun novelty gifts for your Muslim friends. While you're at it, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe to our channel.
Yo, Salam Nerds! It's your boy Knees, aka Watch With Knees, and I'm here at my co-host Jazz, aka Jazz Girl.
You may have just said Jasmine or something at that point.
Jazz Girl, aka, I had to reference in Batgirl, RIP, so we're going to be talking about that, so Batgirl, Jazz Girl.
Oh my god, memes.
Yes. It's harder to come up with new nicknames for you every single episode, because
You have one job, Neebs.
Listen, if I can pick a random nickname for you every episode, it'd be one thing, but I have to make a nickname that is a reference to the episode we're talking about. So, you know, it's harder that way.
You don't always have to. You could just be like, Jazzercise, Jazzerino.
All right.
Anything.
I'm getting more freedom. I'm getting more freedom now. All right, that's awesome. All right, well, we got to introduce you to our guest, someone who's been on our episode before. She was on our Bridgerton episode. She is my BFF. She's the person whose name I stole when I came up with Watch With Neves. And it's my friend Reeves. Oh, hey, Reeves.
Hello. Hi, how are you guys? I'm so excited to be here.
Hey.
I'm always asking Reeves to be on our show, and she's always too busy for us.
In my defense, she's too popular.
I was in San Diego Comic Con, and then when I came back, I was dead from San Diego Comic Con, so I am finally ready to be here. I'm sorry, though.
That's fair.
It's awkward that I have both Jazz and Reeves on this episode, because the episode before this, Jazz wasn't on there. And the thing is, Reeves was my first pick as a co-host, and she shot me down.
You were my first pick. I'm the backup.
Jazz is my backup co-host.
You're not the backup, Jazz. You're like Stormbreaker, and she's like Mjolnir, right? She's like the first cap, my choice. But you're Stormbreaker, man. It's special with you.
It's more special.
Okay, so this episode, I've got to be like staring you down the entire time, like Stormbreaker did in the new Thor movie.
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry. Oh, I wanted to make sure you had the most best podcast, and that would mean that it would have Jazz in it instead of. So that's why we did this.
Jazz is pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Jazz is an awesome co-host. He kills it.
You're lying.
No, you guys do great, Jazz. Together. You guys are amazing.
You're lying. I already know it. You don't have to be nice to me. It's okay.
No, Jazz is awesome. So what we're going to do with today's episode is we're going to talk a little bit about Comic-Con. We're going to talk about Phase 4, Phase 5, and what's going on with the state of the MCU. But before we do that, you know, I'm one of those guys that likes the bad news first, because then I get to like leave on a high note, leave on a good note. So let's talk about some bad news. I see what you did there.
Had to do it.
This is why we gotta have Reeves on the show more.
Right? I can see why you had her as your first
choice. I'm glad you guys know.
I know. You know what? If Reeves was my co-host, we weren't going to be Salam Nerds. We were going to be Watch With Neebs and Reeves. That was going to be the name. but I like
Salam Nerd.
Yeah, I like Salam Nerds more.
I like it better.
Yeah. I guess we're going to talk about some bat news. And DC went ahead and they cut the Batgirl movie, man. Just out of nowhere, 90% of it was done. Not even putting it for streaming, just completely cut. That is wild. Jazz, so the rumor is that this is what's done for tax reasons, and you're pretty up on that stuff. Could you explain what's actually happening?
Okay, so one, a lot of things can be done for tax reasons. What perplexes me about this is that this has never been done where a movie is made in post-production and studio cancels it. This is just unprecedented territory. From the tax side of it, right, if it's an absolute loss, whatever cost they had in making the movie, they can deduct on their taxes that year. And technically, they can carry it forward 20 years or back 2 years, depending on how they go about it. But Why they're doing it, I don't know. Because once your movie's making it to post-production, like, it's ready to go mostly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like I said, it's 90% done, 10% left. I don't understand what the CEO is doing. And the CEO, David Zaslav, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but this guy, oh my God, he is the most shrewd CEO I have ever researched. He's the guy who axed CNN Plus after 4 days of it being live because there weren't enough subscribers. Like, this dude will chop off anyone's head just to save two pennies.
That's wild. So, and I heard he got rid of a lot of... I heard he got rid of a lot of people of color in some of these, like, positions and just replaced him with a whole bunch of white guys. Yeah. Like, bro.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think he, like...
He wants his team in there.
Yeah.
He doesn't want anyone dissenting. He wants his way or the highway.
Yeah, and I think it was, like, 70% of people... Something... There was some percentage that came out today that he, like, fired people, too, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he fired, but I think they are thinking that DC is going to... go away, and 70% of people who work on HBO Max are going to lose their job. That's wild. That's
crazy. Whoa. Like, it's not just 70% of people. Like, HBO Max itself and Discovery Plus, they're about to become one platform, and they're going to focus more on reality TV. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this guy thinking? Like,
but here's the thing.
This
like,
is the worst CEO ever.
But like, Discovery Plus doesn't even have good reality TV. No. Like, Bravo and ABC has them. Like, they don't even have good.
Correct.
Discovery Plus, like, nature stuff. Like, I don't understand what they're even going to do.
I don't either.
No.
Nobody in the industry knows what's going on. Yeah. But what we do know is HBO Max's future is in the air right now, and very likely it's going to go away and merge with Discovery Plus into something new.
It's so wild because HBO Max is one of the best streaming servers that's out there right now. They have great content. Correct. And it's what, because, like, Netflix is trash. Honestly, like, other than Stranger Things, there's nothing to watch on Netflix. Hulu is pretty good because they have, like, real TV shows that are actually out right now. Apple. And then there is
Apple's the I think Apple's one of the best right now too. Yeah. I actually watch a lot of TV shows on there, and I love it. And there's so many underrated shows.
Yeah, The Severance. There's like a few other Ted Lasso, a few others.
Ted Lasso is great. I do love Ted Lasso.
I don't think they're there yet.
But even Amazon. Amazon's got the new Lord of the Rings coming out. They have the best superhero show in Invincible and The Boys. Like, Amazon is doing good, man. They're doing well. So it's weird to me that HBO Max, which is better than all of them. It's like, we're going to dip. We're not going to work on this. That's so wild.
HBO Max has Harry Potter. HBO Max had Studio Ghibli. It has Game of Thrones. Like, just...
Westworld.
By the way, they're getting rid of the Harry Potter films, too. I think I just read that the other day. All of them are going, too. So I don't know what's happening there. I just read that, though. They all 8 films are being taken off, so...
This is like sabotage. Yeah. Like, this is like... This is wild to me.
It might be sabotage. I think that's the only explanation. You don't do this unless you're going to make money from somebody else later on.
But no, but guys, this goes even further. Because even when the deal was happening, they were gutting all the CW shows. Mm-hmm. Like, they were gutting, like, Legends of Tomorrow, Batgirl, Black Lightning. And then, like, they announced that The Flash is going to be the final season. Like, they were gutting all these shows on CW also. Like, crazy amounts of shows were being
gutted. They were saying they were going to sell the CW, and that was the point of that. But it doesn't make any sense because they have Gotham Knights, I think, that's supposed to happen. And now they still have Stargirl and they have Superman. So it's just like, it just doesn't make sense to me what they're doing with anything.
It really doesn't. And
nothing makes sense.
They say Superman and Lois are going to be their own universe now. So, like, how does that work? Right?
I don't understand. That was a big thing in the finale, was like, they separated themselves from, like, what we know as the Arrowverse.
But I'm telling you right now that if HBO Max goes away and it goes back to being HBO on cable, I'm not getting cable. I'm not going back to cable. Like, just won't watch the shows. Like, there's nothing that, like, would make me want to go back, get cable, get all these channels I don't want, pay for all of them, and, like, watch them. Like, no. Like, I just won't watch it. Like,
David,
I don't care.
If you're listening, I'm going to go back to piracy. telling you on live right now, I will figure out how to use torrents again.
Hit torrent.
After years of not doing it.
I will download.
I will torrent everything from your studio and put it on a Plex server and give that out to everybody so they can stream in peace. Fuck you.
I don't know how to do any of that. So, like, I would have to find my old LimeWire. Find Kazaa.
I got you.
Kazaa. Oh, my God. I forgot.
Have my Plex login. Good time.
Oh, man.
That's the,
it seems like weird timing because with like they have House of the Dragon coming out in like a month or not even in a month, sorry, a couple weeks, and then like they have so many shows that do well for them. Like, I don't know if you guys, Hacks is on there, right? Hacks is a great show if you haven't seen it. There's just so many things, so like what are they doing with it? And
they got Doom Patrol, Titans doesn't do that great, but still, like, Titans, they got so many, and the Harley Quinn show.
Oh my God.
You know, this is a lot of shows.
That's amazing. Yeah,
but they're all on the chopping block. That's so wild. And Peacemaker, Peacemaker's on the chopping block too.
Peacemaker,
and
right?
There's
a
spinoff of that too, isn't there? There's like another. I don't know. There's just so many things happening, but
oh, I did read about that. There's a spinoff, but that's also gonna go away allegedly.
Yo, it's crazy. And honestly, if Blue Beetle goes away, yo, that's going to be the worst.
Be
like, right now, all these fanboys and Snyder boys are all like, who cares about, like, Batgirl and stuff like that? But watch, when they come for Blue Beetle, like, that's when people are going to be like, oh, shit.
I mean, they're also talking about delaying, because obviously The Flash has all the drama because of Ezra Miller, right? So now that sucks because we had Michael Keaton in that, and now we don't really know what they're doing with that. And I think in an attempt to figure out what they want to do with The Flash, they're now talking about delaying Black Adam and Shazam, which are done, which have been promoted. They were at Comic-Con. They have this great presence there. And it's like, why are you... Please don't mess. Like, I just hope they don't mess with completed movies in an attempt to figure out what to do with The Flash. Because, like, I don't think any amount of time is going to help The Flash at this point.
Well, they already did that because they started, they reshot Aquaman with Batflag.
Yeah, they did.
They took out Michael Keaton and put in Batflag. Yeah. So, like, what the hell is going on over there? It's so wild.
And you know, the only reason people found out is because they walked out, Jason Momoa and Ben Affleck walked out of the studio while a tour was going by and people spotted them together.
Yeah.
And then that was how people saw that they were together. And so they had to say something about it.
That's crazy. No. And the thing is, both Aquaman has the Amber Heard controversy. The Flash has the Ezra Miller controversy. That girl was the only movie that didn't have any controversy. Like, it was fine. Everything was easy peasy. They had Brendan Fraser, bro. The comeback of Brendan Fraser.
I'm very mad about that one, actually. Because, like, he was so down about his whole career. And the internet came together, lifted his spirits, and said, hey, you know what, man? Come back. We love you. We will support you. What happens? He comes back, acts immediately.
That's crazy, man. That's
I am very mad about that one, actually.
And like, I heard he did a great job as Firefly, the villain, because he brought, like, you know, more levity to it, and you really felt bad for the villain, which is like a really cool thing. So sad, bro, sad. And then also, there's the whole thing about, like, you know, Leslie Grace was the first Dominican person to portray Batgirl. Like, how many little girls are going, were like looking forward to seeing that and cosplaying as her and stuff like that? That's sad, man.
It's really
it
sad.
Just, ugh, bums me out.
Sadness. I didn't know that the Miss Marvel, Adil and Bilal, right? I didn't know they had directed it.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, they're directing Miss Marvel.
They directed it. They're devastated.
I saw that.
I mean,
yo, you know what happened? He found out at on his wedding.
Yeah, he found out at his wedding in Morocco.
That's wild. Imagine being your wedding day and you find out your entire movie that you completely finished, your first superhero movie, is pretty much canned. That's wild.
Oh my God, yeah. I'm like so scared every day what they're going to do next. I'm like, please don't tell us anything.
Yeah. Dude, like, Marvel gets a lot of shit, but like when you see DC, you're kind of like, yeah, you got your shit together.
We thought, like, now it's like DC was like, it was like just the DC films are like a hot mess, and now, like, all of a sudden it's like their entire company is unraveling, because now, like, they're talking about like HBO Max and messing with that and doing this and doing that, and you're like, you just like completely obliterated everything. So I
Yeah, they said they're getting rid of all their scripted shows and going to focus on unscripted stuff, which, like, I don't understand why these fanboys are so happy about this, because, like, y'all don't care about reality TV. Yeah. like I'll be fine.
They're just being racist.
They're just being racist and misogynistic. Yeah, yeah. Like, why are you happy that this is happening? It's so weird. And people are like, well, it's a good thing because the movie would have bombed. But, like, there's, like, one news outlet that said it was going to bomb and everyone just ran with it. And it was the New York Post. And everybody knows, like, the New York Post. Yeah. Like, come on.
Fuck right? The New York Post.
Right? They'll take any opportunity to trash, like, you know. Oh, yeah. Any kind of, like,
they'll trash anything for clicks. They're exactly. Like, but BuzzFeed, but evil.
But Variety already just proved that, like, that wasn't true. And then a bunch of other articles came out and said that it had positive reviews, mm-hmm. right? But it just wasn't a event level movie. It was more like a TV show movie, which it's fine. If it's a TV show movie, put it on fucking the streaming service. Like, yes. I don't need it to go to theaters.
How would you get the tax write off?
But the thing is, if they get the tax write-off, they can never, ever release it.
Yeah. Correct. Oh, dang. Correct. They cannot.
It'll be in a vault forever.
Dang. I didn't know
That's
that.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's 90 million. Like, how are you going to justify a 90 million tax write-off versus your handful of subscribers on HBO Max? Like, I understand the math behind it, but what I don't understand is that even if you put on HBO Max and you made some revenue off of it, you can still claim a tax write-off on whatever your cost of the movie is less your revenue. Mm-hmm. If that number, if your loss number is bigger than the revenue number, you can still write off and get a tax loss. In fact, you're canceling other things. Like, I know this animated show, Little Ellen, also got canceled.
Yeah.
Right? Or, you know, they're shelving whatever season they're on. They're writing that off too. Like, you can generate losses in other ways if you're going to be that shrewd about it. Oh, fuck. It just occurred to me. Companies generate net operating losses, and then they can sell the company so a different studio or company can use that operating loss, up to 80% of it.
Okay.
They're going to sell in WB. They're going to sell WB to somebody.
Yeah, it looks like it.
That's the play here. They're generating operating losses as tax assets on their balance sheet to eventually sell to somebody else so they can use these tax losses. And then the CEO moves up into a different company.
Interesting. I think I know what you're saying.
And they reduce the competition. Okay. Whoever's going to buy WB is getting rid of HBO Max and Discovery with it.
But, like, wouldn't the CEO be, like, doing espionage, like corporate espionage? If they're doing this,
who's gonna stop him? Who's gonna stop him?
This is some Lex Luthor shit. What the fuck?
Think about it. If they like destroy the streaming platform and all of their content, and somebody buys it and re-ups everything, and their share prices go through the roof, the shareholders wouldn't care. They're happy this happened.
Interesting.
But then what happens?
WB is about to be sold to somebody. Whether it's Apple, whether it's Amazon, whether it's Netflix, whether it's Disney.
Wait, I'm so confused.
Someone's gonna buy out WB.
Wait, I'm so confused. Like, why would you want to lower its value and then sell it? Wouldn't you want its value to be high so you can sell it at a high price?
The tax implications. This is a way to reduce some companies' taxes because they're about to get hit with a massive bill for something. Which makes me think it's Amazon or it's Apple, because it's not Disney. They're already in Georgia with their very generous tax package there.
It could be.
Amazon or Apple is about to buy WB. You heard it here first.
Whoa. I'm going to load this. We got to load this clip up as soon as possible.
Dang. I could see.
This is a business deal. This is not a studio deal.
Being Amazon or Apple. Yeah.
Dang,
Jazz.
Which company needs the tax break right now? That's the question. Or let me rephrase. Which company needs this tax break in 2 years? That's the company that's going to buy WB.
Wow.
This is going to go viral. It's going to be really
Apple doesn't have any superheroes. They don't have any comic book content. So Apple? AMC? I don't know. Who owns AMC? What's up with AMC? What are they doing right now?
AMC is really deeply entrenched in the Walking Dead universe right now.
Yeah, right? Yeah, all right. Okay.
I think it's Amazon, man. I think it's Amazon.
It could be. It could be, man. They got the...
Amazon is the only one with the money. Yeah, Amazon is the only one. And Amazon would be the only competitor to HBO Max.
Yeah.
Because their content is similar.
You're right. You're right. I don't know.
Amazon's going to buy WB.
All right, man. I don't know what to do with this information, but I do feel like that we're going to get, like, sniped if we like keep talking about this. Like, I feel like
bring it on.
I feel like Jazz just discovered something.
You saw the gears turning in my head as I was saying it out loud. He's
like, ooh. Jazz, you need to just like write this out so I can tweet this and like get some followers.
Like, please explain what you all right. just said.
All right. You know what? I'll tweet it. You retweet it.
Yeah. You make a whole thread and I'll retweet it and and take credit for it.
Sure, yes. We discovered it together. I was on my podcast with Watch the Neebs and Watch the Reeves.
That's right.
And it occurred to me that this is how it happens.
Yes. That's crazy. They're literally, wow, this is some like fucking like the Social Network. They can make a Darren Aronofsky like movie about this like corporate takeover stuff. Dang. That's gonna be wild. Mm-hmm. Wild. All right, guys, let's talk about something a little more happy. Yeah. Let's talk about Comic-Con. Let's talk about the other cinematic universe, the one that doesn't have people throwing chairs at people in all of Hawaii looking for them and don't have and don't have like people taking a poop on people's houses. Oh, freaking Amber Heard. And let's talk about Marvel. So let's start with phase 4, because phase 4 is almost wrapping up, and then we'll go through phase 5, all the phase 5 announcements. But before we do that, Reeves, tell us about Comic-Con. You went to Comic-Con. How was it? What were your highlights?
It was amazing. So for the Marvel day, that day of Saturday, there was just a bunch of panels, and we actually joined a line group. So we had 30 people, and we each took shifts, and basically over 30 hours, we all waited throughout that time. And then
30 hours.
Yeah, it was so cool. And and like, we made random friends, and that was amazing. That's always the best part of any Comic-Con you can go to. So we got into the Saturday panel. We got to see a lot of cool stuff, including Lord of the Rings. Or no, sorry, that was Friday. So I saw Lord of the Rings on Friday, but we saw House of the Dragon. We saw The Rock.
Wait, what do you mean saw? You saw the trailer
the panel and the cast.
Okay.
The House of the Dragon panel was a bit underwhelming, so there's not much to talk about there. The DC one was...
With Matt Smith there?
Yeah, everybody was there. The whole cast was there. Right. So that was exciting. And I think we saw 3 Doctor Who alums that day, so that was really exciting. That was cool. DC was neat. Like, The Rock came in wearing Black Adam suit, and then they did a Shazam one. But the best one, which was the last one, was Marvel. And it was...
I can't believe all this was in one day. That's
Yeah. So all of that was throughout the entire day. So just one thing after another. I think Sandman was in there somewhere during the day as well. So Jenna Coleman was there, Matt Smith was there, and then Karen Gillan was there for Guardians. So I was like, yeah, Doctor Who! But yeah, I mean, it was, as always, like, Kevin Feige delivered. It was, oh my god, I don't even know how to have words. Like, every single thing that would come out of his mouth, you're like, are you serious? Because he's like, phase 4, phase 5, and then he's like, also let's talk about phase 6. And yeah, like, I just think my favorite part about the entire panel, at least the Marvel one, was the Wakanda Forever part. Because they brought out a tribal dance, and it was just so emotional. And I remember...
Dude, I could not imagine.
I remember being there in 2017 when they showed footage for the first time for the first movie, and I remember seeing Chadwick Boseman, and I remember seeing the entire cast was, like, celebrating and clapping and jumping for joy, and then to see them now, everybody was crying. So it was a really heavily, like, very heavy emotional moment. And right before that, Guardians did their final panel, because they're, you know, this is their final one, and they were all crying. I'm like, oh my god, we were just all crying for like an hour. It was really amazing with that.
Wow, that sounds emotional. Like, I can't imagine being in it. I saw the Wakanda Forever stuff on like line, and like, I was like emotional. Like, I can't imagine being there.
Really,
that's gotta be wild.
Yeah, and he said something, Ryan Coogler, when he came out, he's like, you know, and then he mentioned the last time they were there together, and then he's like, you know, Chadwick had his hand on my shoulder the whole time, and it's still here right now, and everyone just was, like, lost it. It was so sad. It was definitely, like, getting to see both, experiencing both of those moments was really cool, but yeah, it was hard to see this time around, because you could feel that he wasn't there, and it made me sad, but it was nice to see such a great trailer, though, and we saw a lot of footage that they didn't release, so I feel like a cool person. We saw lots of
Quantum Mania stuff.
We saw Secret Invasion stuff. Wow. We saw what else was there during that panel? There was so much stuff. You guys got to see Black Panther, and what else did they release? She-Hulk stuff, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they released She-Hulk.
They just released the trailer, but we actually got to see a full blown trailer for Secret Invasion and Quantum Mania. And
how was the Quantumania? Tell us about
that. It was really amazing. It was cool because they brought everyone out, and then in the end they brought out Jonathan Majors, which was awesome. So we got to see Kang, and it was really cool to see this version of him in the trailer. It looks so exciting, and they're like in the quantum realm, like straight up in this one, and it looks awesome.
Wait, what did the quantum realm look like?
Like, it's just them. You know, like, when they've gone in before and he's, like, shrunk, right? But
we have seen them.
He's, like, now they're, like, full-on walking around in it. And, like, this whole thing is literally taking place within there. Whereas before, we've seen, like, pockets of it, right? And it's cool to see him, team up with his daughter. And kind of get to see, like, what Kang's going to look like. Because I think the Kang from Loki is a different variant than the Kang, the Conqueror, that's in Ant-Man.
Yeah. Do they show him in his Kang outfit, or he's just like in something else?
No, they do. So cool. It was really cool. Yeah, like you see him walking out, you see like his legs only first, and then like when it like the camera pans up, you see all of him, and you're like,
I hate you.
This panel, actually, I would have had so much FOMO if I wasn't there, because I think they had a very similar panel in the 2019 Comic-Con, but obviously so much time went by that everything came out, and now they're on to the next thing. But, oh, man. And, like, guys, when I tell you Secret Invasion looks awesome, it looks awesome. Yeah. It's so exciting. Like, getting...
I'm excited.
Is just, like, trippy because, like, you just don't know who's a Skrull or not. And I think that's a lot of the premises. It's, like, this mystery... suspense thriller thing, and oh man, it's just, and then seeing like all these Emilia Clarke's in it, Olivia Colman's in it, so we got to see glimpses of them too, and it was great.
That's really cool, man. I'm really excited for Secret Invasion. Now, what is that, a TV show or is that a movie? What is
it
that?
It is a TV show, I believe. Yeah, it should be.
Okay, so it's gonna be a few episodes.
Yeah, it should be a TV show from what I remember. Go ahead.
Daredevil. Yeah, Daredevil, right? I can't believe they showed Daredevil. That's pretty wild. I am pretty excited. I wish I went, but also I only had tickets for Sunday, so like I don't think I would have had as great of a time. Mm-hmm. I actually gave away my ticket to a fan, to a follower.
Nice. That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Who was it? I'm curious.
It was Keeg. He had the podcast called The Keeg Show.
Oh, nice. I figured it'd be a long flight for you to take for the one day where there isn't. Normally there's Doctor Who usually happens on Sundays, but I'm so annoyed they didn't bring them. It would have been a
great opportunity. The other thing is I know I'm going to be in LA quite a bit in September for a show that I might be filming. So we will see. So I didn't want to like I'm going to be there a bunch of times in September. So I didn't want to waste a ticket on Comic-Con, even though I was only going for one day. So I was like, and Sundays are usually not that great.
Yeah. Like I said, usually it's only Doctor Who. And then they had What We Do in the Shadows. I don't know if you watched that, but
So we talked a little bit about Black Panther. A lot of discourse going on about who's going to be the new Black Panther. What are your thoughts?
I saw the thing about in the trailer, it could be a son. So is it his son? Is it somebody else? I don't know. There's a lot of unknowns. I have no idea. I'm just really, I don't know if I'm ready to watch it. I feel like it's going to be so emotional. Like, I'm worried more about that than anything else.
It's Yeah, it's going to suck watching that because it's going to hurt. Yeah. It's going to hurt a lot.
I've been thinking about that more than I'm like, oh, of course the story is going to go somewhere and things are going to happen. But I'm just like, yeah. I feel like it's going to just be hard to watch. So.
No, man. I mean, the movie's going to be great, but it's going to suck to watch because it's not going to be a dry eye in the house. Definitely not. So there's a lot of discourse, man. People think it could be Shuri. I think that's the most common person that people are thinking. There's discourse about like, oh, I don't think Shuri should be the Black Panther unless you show us a training montage. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't think you really, like, I don't understand that. Because whenever like a female person is like a main hero, people need to see her train like crazy in order for her to be a believable protagonist, right? They said the same thing about Rey in The Last Jedi and what was the other one? The Rise of Skywalker. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying the same thing about Shuri. And I'm just like, bro, Wakanda is like a warrior, like, you know, tribe, nation. They're all warriors. Like, come on, relax, right? But yeah, I'm excited. I hope if Nakia, she's my favorite. I love Lupita. She's just, I love her. That would be really cool if she's the new Black Panther. But that trailer is so good. And Angela Bassett, her like voiceover to that Kendrick Lamar Bob Marley song, like,
fuck,
that was really good. So good.
They played it twice they played it once, like when they first introduced it, and then everyone was crying, so they showed it again. Like the whole 6,000 plus people were just crying, and it was such a sad place, but that was a great trailer.
Can't even imagine. And then the other one was She-Hulk. And She-Hulk's coming out in a few days, man. Where we're going to get to see that in about like 2 weeks. So pretty excited about that. They moved She-Hulk back one day. Some people are saying they did it because of visual effects. Some people are saying they did it because they don't want it to compete with Andor. So we'll see. And I was like, it's convenient.
It's most likely the second one because we raised a stink about that need.
We did. I wonder if it was us that did it. Because me and Jess actually had a meeting with a VP of Disney, and we brought that up, and we made a little bit of a stink about it because they did not offer that courtesy to Miss Marvel. Yeah. So me and Jazz were pretty peeved.
I know. I wish they would have just
Yeah, separate, right? Have it on different days. So, I don't know. But that's cool. I'm looking forward to She-Hulk. A lot of people are not. I don't give a shit about those people because it's going to be a fun show. Like, I don't think it's going to be anything insane or crazy. It's not going to be like Netflix Daredevil, but it's going to be a fun show to watch. And I think people are going to hate Daredevil in this show because it's a different tone of Daredevil. Yeah. And I think people are not going to like it. So, we'll see.
I'm excited for it. It looks really funny, and I like the cast. And
it looked really funny.
Yeah, I think like it doesn't always have to be. I think people also have this expectation from Marvel, right? Like it has to like mean something or connect to something, and of course it does in the larger picture. But sometimes it's like cool. Like I didn't know I haven't read the comics, but I didn't know she broke the fourth wall, so that was like cool to see.
Yeah.
Or just like I just think it'll be fun, and I like that Mark Ruffalo's in it. And it was cool at the end of the trailer that they eventually released where you see, like, Daredevil. And I'm like, oh, fun. Like, it's just fun that he's also going to be back and it's Charlie Cox. And we have a lot to look forward to. So it's okay if she looks really weird a little bit with, like, the whole situation. But it'll be fun.
Yeah, I think they fixed it. I've seen, like, recent trailers and it's looking a lot better. So I'm pretty okay with the CGI. I'm looking forward to Abomination's in there. Wong is in there. There's going to be a few cameos, which are really cool. Jamila Jamil is going to be playing the antagonist, so that should be fun. She's great in The Good Place, so, you know, I'm excited to see that. Overall, man, it's going to be a good time. I'm going to enjoy She-Hulk. I might start reading a few She-Hulk comics to prepare myself and see how, you know, so we can talk about it a little bit better. But
I had an evil idea. I was like, wait a second. Let me tell Neems about that one universe where She-Hulk and Hulk end up together. But I'm like, no, we can't do that on the show. The show is rated PG-13.
Oh, no. they're cousins, man. It's kind of weird.
Ah, that's a joke.
Kissing cousins.
There is a universe where they end up together.
Okay, but are they cousins in that universe?
Look that up.
Are they cousins?
This is some desi shit.
Damn it, Reeves.
Doesn't
There's also a Groot show coming out. I Am Groot is coming out with this little kitty, you know, show. I don't know what it's about, but I saw the trailer and it had like, I don't know what it's going to be. It's weird. It looks like a cute little show.
It's just going to be him saying, or I'm movie. Groot.
Vin Diesel needed money.
Time? Like, are there other characters?
Yeah. Vin Diesel needed money.
Yo.
Now that the Fast and Furious saga is over, Vin Diesel needed money.
I'm Groot over and over. Can you imagine if that's just all it is?
They could probably... It probably is. I bet you they could probably make that movie without actually using him doing any new voiceovers.
Probably.
Like, you could use old footage and probably do it.
It would be annoying to edit that way, but I'm sure they could because there's like every...
It's just I Am Groot in a different pitch. So we'll see.
I Am Groot?
Yeah.
I Am Groot.
We should do this whole episode.
I Am Groot?
Saying I Am Groot.
They were talking about DC.
We should do a whole podcast episode like, just saying
like
I Am
talking
Groot
about day. DC like
April 1st.
That would be so
oh my
funny
god. We should do it on one of our bachelor podcasts. Could you imagine if people would turn it off so fast?
No, real talk. April Fool's Day, we'll do that, okay?
Oh, April Fool's Day? Alright, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's release it on April Fool's Day. An entire episode just saying I Am Groot.
That would be so funny.
That's gonna be so funny. I love it. I love it.
That's funny.
Oh my god. So there's one more show that's going to come out in Phase 4, and it's called Werewolf by Night, but we haven't seen anything about it, which is kind of weird.
They didn't mention anything at Comic-Con.
It's gonna be canceled.
It's gonna get canceled.
I mean, if it was DC, it would get canceled so fast. Yo,
that's their MO. If it's not a Comic-Con, it's getting canceled.
I bet you right now, like, if I went through the list of like things that would get canceled, if they were WB or all of them would be on there. Groot would be on there. She-Hulk would be on there. Werewolf by Night would be on there. Probably Echo would be on there. Agatha would be on there. there's so many shows that they would probably put. DC would cut.
Yeah. Even though they're good shows, it wouldn't matter.
Just cut. Doesn't matter.
You know what? I'm bored. Let's just cut one more.
The thing is, like, here's the thing, man. Even if a show doesn't do that great in the ratings, like, still worth it, man. Miss Marvel didn't do that well in the ratings, but, man, what a cultural impact it left. Like, it was so good and so important to the Pakistani community. So, like,
you think the guy who cut CNN after 4 days gives a shit about feelings and emotions?
Well, let's just be happy he's not in charge of anything Marvel, so we're good.
Thank God.
He needs to read that book that we talked about, Leadership in the MCU. Like,
yes,
right?
He
he's going off the 48 Laws of Power. He needs to check out another way of doing leadership, man.
No, he's still like, it's worse than 48 Laws of Power. This is like dictatorship shit.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. All right, let's move on to Phase 5. Phase 5's got a bunch of shows. What are you most excited about in Phase 5?
We've got...
So,
let me read them off.
Yeah.
Let me read them off, and then we can pick. So first off, the first thing about Phase 5 is going to be Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. I love Quantumania because it reminds me of Hulkamania, so I always think of like wrestling. Then there's Secret Invasion, then there's Guardians of the Galaxy, then there's Echo, then there's The Marvels, then there's Loki Season 2, then there's Blade, then there's going to be Agatha, then there's going to be Daredevil, then there's going to be, what's this one, Captain America, and then finally... Yep, and then finally Thunderbolts. So these are all the Phase 5 shows. What are your top shows and what are your least anticipated shows?
Because we got to see stuff for like Secret Invasion and stuff, it's like up there just because I've gotten a glimpse and it just looks so cool and I'm so intrigued by it. So that's definitely high up there for me. Even Quantumania looked really cool. But I think I'm definitely...
Wait, what was the first one you
Secret
said?
Invasion,
what was the first
we saw
one?
The like we saw footage,
oh, Secret
and
Invasion.
It just looks. It just sounds really cool, and it looks really cool. I was a huge Daredevil fan, and I cried when in Spider-Man you see him like bring. Like I swear to God, I've never screamed louder when he had his cane and he like slams it down. I'm like, oh my God, it's happening! So I'm like freaking out, excited about Daredevil. That's like, I mean, if I haven't seen anything, obviously, but Daredevil is like, I am so stoked for that one. So yeah, Daredevil, Super Invasion, Marvels. I just want to see Iman Vellani on the big screen and back in my life. Same. I miss her already so much. And I think those are my top three. I don't really know anything about Echo's character, so it's not that she's on the bottom of my list because it's going to be bad. I just don't really know much.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Loki should be fun. I'm excited for that to come back. But yeah, I definitely think Daredevil is like my number one, and then Secret and then Quantum Mania.
Wow. Okay. What about you, Jazz? That's
fascinating, because I was going to put Daredevil at number one, too.
Wow, both of you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm a big fan of Daredevil, man. Like, this when they first came on Netflix, and I was like, oh, we're about to get a whole different universe of like TV shows with this. Daredevil is really what kicked it off, like at least in the modern thing of superhero shows. And so I'm a big fan. I've watched every season like religiously. At number two, I know some people may be upset with this one, but I would have to say Loki. I think the Loki storyline, especially that leads up to Kang the Conqueror, I mean, that's fantastic. And this is what the whole phase 4, 5, and even 6 is eventually centered around. So, yeah,
but you know what's weird? There's a big gap between Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania and Loki season 2. And I wonder what that's about.
What do we not know, Neebs? Just say it.
Wait, could you guys explain what Thunderbolts is? That's the other one I don't know about. Like, who's would be in it?
So Thunderbolts is the Suicide Squad. Yeah, it's the Suicide Squad of Marvel. So Zemo is definitely going to be in it. Probably Yelena is going to be in it.
Julia Louis Dreyfus's character, or no?
Yep, she's going to be their Nick Fury, basically, or Viola Davis. Abomination is most likely going to be in it. And then probably a few others that we haven't seen yet. There's a chance Bucky might be in it, so we'll see. I don't know. Sometimes he is, sometimes he isn't. And then he might be their like Rick Flag, who's like a good guy and have to keep him in line. I don't know. Who knows? And the U.S. Patriot. U.S. Patriot might be in it.
So, since you mentioned Bucky, I actually didn't have the Marvels in my top three because I have Captain America.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually want to see New World Order because as much as I love Iman and Miss Marvel, I know that movie's going to be amazing, right? I know we're going to be in New York probably doing a premiere for it. Like, we already know we're going to be very hyped for it, right? Mm-hmm. So because I already know what's about to happen with our hype, I'm like, all right, I can, you know, I'm more excited about something else right now then. And quite frankly, I am Miss Marveled out just like you were, Neves. I know
I was Miss Marveled out. I was so Miss Marveled out. I was so burnt out.
I still feel it's a little... was still a little burnout right now. So for that reason, I have missed the Marvels at 4, but Captain America New World Order, right? We see Sam Wilson as actual Captain America in a Captain America movie. I am very excited about that, especially given all the shit that he's been through, because it was like, bring back Chris Evans, and he's like, right, so yeah, Captain America New World Order is my number 3.
Okay, fair. For me, I think the movie I'm looking forward to the most probably is going to be Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. I love Paul Rudd. I think he's awesome. Super funny.
He's amazing. Like,
and then to see Kang, and then that line, like, have I killed you before? I'm like, ooh, that's such a dope line. I didn't even hear it. I just heard other people talk about it, and it's so dope. Like imagine being like Ariba and like being in the room and hearing that line. I was like, oh, I just like... I haven't even heard it. I just read it, and it's just so dope. Really excited for that. Just like you, I'm very excited for Captain America and the New World Order. I'm a little hesitant about it because, like, I did not love Falcon and the Winter Soldier, so I hope this show makes up for it. I hope we get better villains than the Flag Smashers or whatever. I hope this is something, like, really, really good. Because there was nothing wrong with Sam. There was nothing wrong with Bucky. It was just the villains that didn't do it for me, right?
So we also a lot of the plot. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. If we can get, like, Sam and Bucky, I don't even care if Bucky's in it, as long as Sam's in it, and give him like a, you know, really good plot and really good villain, I'm super excited. And then three is the Marvels. Like, I am Marveled out, but like I'm still excited for it. Like, cause it's going to be a year. It's going to be a year till we see it. I will be excited for it once it happens. The only reason I don't know. I do like Loki. I love Loki. And I'm excited for season two. The way season one ended left a bad taste in my mouth. I didn't love the ending. And that's the only reason. Daredevil, the only issue with Daredevil is I think people are in for a rude awakening with Daredevil, because I don't think it's going to be the same Daredevil for Netflix. And I think people are going to be like, why is he making jokes? Or why is it like, why is Kingpin wearing a Hawaiian shirt? Like, I don't think people are going to get the same Daredevil. Even though maybe canonically he might be the same Daredevil, I don't think we're going to get the same tone.
But I actually like the more jokey, you know, lighthearted version of the Daredevil.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm open to it, but I don't know. The other thing is Agatha, House of Darkness, take it or leave it. I'm going to enjoy it while it's on, but it's not something I gotta have. If one show got scrapped, that would be the one where I'd be like, all right. Okay, Agatha.
Fair.
You were great in WandaVision, but the other one. Oh, you know what? I might take off. I don't know if I might. I might want to take off somebody and put in Blade.
Blade, I had at number 5.
Oh, Blade looks good too, bro. Blade looks so good. And there's rumors that there's going to be a South Asian hero in it. It's got me even more excited. I think a Daisy person is directing it.
You know, I remember meeting the director.
He's from Sugarland, isn't he?
I remember meeting the director of the guy who's directing Blade, because a few years, not even a few, like 2014 in New York, when his documentary, when Birds Fly, or there's some documentary he did a Q&A at one of the small movie theaters. So when they announced it was Bassam, whatever, I'm like, oh, I've met the guy before. Because I saw there was like a whole event and they would be screening his documentary over and over again. So,
yeah. That's so wild.
Him. Yeah, Bassam is from here, like this town I'm in right now. The suburb of Houston, he's from here.
We got to get him on the podcast somehow.
I know people who know him. We can make an easy ask that way.
Yes, Brown Connection. We pulled that brown card really a lot lately. Like Ms. Marvel, we pulled that brown card so much. It was so funny.
That should have been relatively easy, right? Steve or a lot of people in
that Yeah.
I met him. So I was wondering at the beach of Dar why we kept staring at my Halal and Haram. It turns out it was in the show.
And
I had no idea. Funny. He had no idea that I didn't know. He thought I somehow knew something.
That's so funny.
By sheer coincidence, hilarious. I had the Halal and Haram hats when I met Sagar after he was done filming.
That's so funny. Oh, man. Well... Listen, guys, this was a good talk. We talked about, we got the bad news. Let's leave on a high note. We talked about Marvel. Lots of good things coming through. We talked about what we're excited about. And I don't know, man. I think it's a good time to be a Marvel fan. Not so much about the other one, but we'll see how that goes.
Not talk about that ever again.
Let's just focus on the mouse and the other franchises. So we'll see.
We love you, Maria. Thank you for not ruining.
Well, anyways, guys, thank you so much for coming. Reeves, thank you so much for being here. Where can people find you? Let them know.
I am on Twitter primarily. Watch with Reeves.
Anyways, guys, that's all we have for you this week. Check us out next week with some more Bachelor content, and maybe we'll have a guest on. Who knows? We'll see. But until next time, guys, salam, nerds.